Westwood One Sports on WJZ Baltimore, WJZ HD3 Catonsville, Baltimore, and W285 EJ White Marsh.
An Odyssey station.
The day shuts down. The games light up. This is BetMGM Tonight with Brad Evans and Pat Boyle on Westwood One Sports.
Hello! Welcome on in to a Monday night edition of BetMGM Tonight here on Westwood One Sports. He's Brad Evans, and I'm Pat Boyle. And we are brought to you by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly. We're with you every Monday through Friday, 6 to 11 p.m. Eastern. You can watch the show live on YouTube. Just search BetMGM Tonight and hit that subscribe button. You can watch the show live on Twitter at BetMGM Tonight. And you can listen to the show on the Westwood One Sports app, the Odyssey app, SiriusXM, Channel 375, and hundreds of local affiliates throughout North America. Our talk and text line to join the show is 310-840-4910. And we've got the phone lines open for you here right out of the gate on what has been a juicy first day of June here. You can call, you can text 310-840-4910. Happy June to everybody. Hope everybody had a great weekend. And oh man, if you had a little case of the Monday blues, how about not one, but two blockbuster NFL trades to get you through the day. And the LA Rams, once again, Les Snead saying, F them picks. They trade a first rounder, a second rounder, and a third rounder to the Cleveland Browns to get the NFL two-time defensive player of the year and one of the best defensive players of this century in Myles Garrett. And the Rams also send Pro Bowl young defensive end Jared Verse to Cleveland. So Jared Verse, first, second, and a third round pick in a couple of different years to get Myles Garrett back. Brad, I know you already said weeks ago you were picking the Rams to win the Super Bowl this year. They're going all in, despite drafting Ty Simpson a month plus ago. Every other move this year and this offseason has been to go all in. And now they get Myles Garrett. I mean, my goodness, the Rams are going to be a juggernaut this year, are they not?
Yes, they are. And they're a team that, that should win the whole shebang. If they don't, it's going to fall really short of the expectation. They have to go all in. I mean, Matthew Stafford's got what? Maximum 2 years left. Signed that 1 year extension just recently. So that was the first move that they made. Then Les Snead goes, ho-ho, I got an ace up my sleeve. And they decide to make this colossal move that nobody saw coming. There was rumors around that maybe Myles Garrett was going to be on the trade block. But I didn't have any expectation to go to the LA Rams. I think it's a win-win, honestly, for both franchises. I mean, Cleveland is still rebuilding brick by brick, slowly but surely. You know, obviously, well, they have an area need a quarterback, at least we think, you know, whether it's going to be Deshaun Watson back to what he was prior to the pair Achilles injuries from the days that we saw in Houston, or the more recent version that's been bogged down by those injuries. Of course, a lot of the off the field transgressions that he was a part of. And then too, you know, when you look at the Cleveland Browns and various injuries that really socked that franchise, it's never really kind of delivered on in any kind of promise whatsoever. Though Shedeur Sanders showed a little bit of upside after I lampooned him, and I ate an entire plate of crow as a result, because he definitely exceeded my very low expectations last season. But you know, so they got a massive hole in return, a lot of draft capital. Jared Verse is a guy that is a stud. There's no question about it. He's going to be the anchor, the linebacker core of that entire defense for years to come. But the Rams are just like, look, we've got one of the best wide receiver cores in the NFL. I know a lot of people are like, well, they swung and missed. They took Ty Simpson in round one. They should have gone with a wide receiver, getting that wide receiver three. But there was a method to that madness, as that deal really kind of allowed him to make this deal as an end result. And, you know, I don't really think they need a WR3. They have suitable weapons on that field right now and depth at that position, so they can rotate a number of guys at that WR3 when you got Devontae Adams, when you got Puka Nacua, who's an absolute beast and who's going to have another monster season. I can see a lot of 12 personnel. We've heard rumors that may feature like 13 personnel, which is kind of wild and crazy. Three tight end sets. They've got a strong ground game and a 1-2 punch there with Kyren Williams and Blake Corum. They got a top five offensive line. And now, Pat, to go along with Trent McDuffie and that defensive backfield really shoring up that area, which was an area of weakness last year. They get of the future Hall of Famer, arguably the best living defensive player of this generation, who's still just 30 years old, probably got at least a couple of incredible caliber years left in him, in Myles Garrett. So, yes, they got pocket rockets right now that were dealt to them face down. They got these big, fat stack of chips, and they're pushing it all in, as they should, because you got a two-year window with Myles Garrett, you know, the part of this franchise, and of course, Matthew Stafford, long in the tooth at the end of his career. So you got 2 years to get this done. They today at BetMGM, when I woke up this morning, they were 8-1 to win the Super Bowl post Garrett acquisition. It sliced $2 off that price, 6-1. That's how big, that's how colossal, that's how mammoth of a move this is. Really tilting the scales in to the Rams' favor. They are, without question, the team to beat the NFL this season. And you're on notice, 72 Dolphins. It would not shock me at all, Pat, if they ran the damn table. That's not a hot take. It's certainly something I believe. They have no weaknesses. Fear the Rams this season in the National Football League.
Wow. Well, I certainly think that's a hot take because don't get me wrong. On paper, they're probably the best team in the NFL right now. They got the reigning Super Bowl champions in their own division. Brad, you think they're beating the Seahawks twice this year? You think they're beating the 49ers twice this year? You think they've got a schedule that is fairly difficult and they're not going to lose a single game?
Nope.
That's a hot take. I like it. I think it's sizzling hot though. I mean, look, we all want to be. And I think sometimes in the world we live in where we have a big trade like this, everybody from you and me who do this for a living, everybody that's listening to the show right now that talks with their friends about sports at a bar, at work, in their group chats, we get a trade like this and the immediate reaction is to say, so-and-so got fleeced on this trade. So-and-so got smoked on that trade. So-and-so won this trade. Brad, it might be vanilla to say, I think this was an amazing trade for both teams. If we're grading
totally
it, I give both teams an A. The Rams obviously get an A. They go all in. And F them, it's one thing if F them picks hasn't worked before. They did this a couple of years ago to get Stafford, and they traded Goff to the Lions, and they won a Super Bowl that very year. So now they're the first team in NFL history to have the reigning MVP and the reigning defensive player of the year on their squad. They're absolutely stacked. They came up one game short of the Super Bowl last year, losing to the eventual champion Seahawks. Stafford coming off his MVP season. And now you've added Myles Garrett. I mean, so they get an A. You know, a first round pick for them in 2027, even if they don't meet expectations, you think they have a chance to go 17-0? I mean, we probably think NFC title game. So that first round pick, yes, every first round pick in the NFL is valuable. This isn't like the NBA, but like that's pick 29. That's pick 30. Could be pick 32 if they win a Super Bowl. And then you've given up a second round pick next year and a third round pick in 2 years from now. Okay. The Jared Verse thing. Yes. Here's the argument. Is Jared Verse ever going to be as good as Myles Garrett? If he is, so be it. If he's not, which he would have to be one of the best defensive players of this century, then it's worth it for the Rams. Now, they're paying Myles Garrett over $40 million because they take on his contract, right? So that now makes it like they just keep pushing the future back, pushing the future back. And that's why I guess now, and I still don't like it, but at least you've tried to secure your quarterback of the future with Ty Simpson. Other than that, Brad, they got a bunch of players now. Puka Nacua is one of them, and he just talked a couple of days ago about maybe not getting a contract extension this offseason. Now, you can't pay Puka Nacua this offseason. At least I don't know how the hell they would do that. So now you're looking at 2028, 2029, 2030 for the LA Rams, and it might be bleak. But I feel like we said that a couple of years ago when they traded for Stafford, and then they signed all these great defensive players. Remember, they got Jalen Ramsey, and we're like, how can they keep doing this? Like, they're going to be terrible in a couple of years. Well, they're still pretty freaking good, and so the Rams get an A, and for me, the Browns get all these draft picks. They continue to stockpile first-round picks, and again, it might be a late first-rounder, but with the fact that they might be a bottom-five team in the football, again, you've got an extra bullet to combine in a trade if you wanted to move up next year to get your quarterback. You'd have your pick of the litter. I mean, you could just use the two first-round picks and continue to build a very young, very promising team in the future. And again, is Jared Verse ever going to be as good as Myles Garrett? Probably not, but you do have a Pro Bowl pass rusher that you don't have to pay until next offseason as well, who's very, very young. So, I have trouble saying that neither, both these teams don't get an A, because I think they do.
I think they get an A with flying colors, quite honestly. There's no losers in this trade at all. This is an even, Steven, fair and square transaction that was made. Everybody wins on this equation. Cleveland, we're going to talk about them a little bit later on tonight in our full breakdown of the three-point stance, our season preview of this franchise. But I love a lot of the offseason moves that they made. I love their draft. I would have given them I gave an A-minus or a solid A in the NFL draft performance this year. Yeah, they had a plethora of picks early on, the three first-rounders. Then insert those opportunities, especially the wide position. I love acquisition of Casey Concepcion, a guy that really work underneath every single right route, the trade separation skills, the open field of Boston, a guy can stretch the field and work outside the numbers, bigger bodied wide receiver. They're collecting the foundational pieces to build a successful team. Obviously, the key area is a quarterback, and we don't know what we're going to get with Deshaun Watson, but the leash isn't really too long on Watson. If he goes out and face plants early in the season, I think you're going to have a reinsertion, I think, in the starting lineup. Shedeur Sanders, maybe midpoint of the NFL regular season, see what he is made of down the home stretch, and maybe he can take that next step in his overall development. But maybe both don't work out. You have an incredible class of quarterbacks coming out of college next season. That's the expectation. And if they do royally suck, that's a good thing, because they got all the draft capital in the world. They can solve their quarterback issues immediately. So I think Cleveland, if they make the right move at quarterback here in the next year or two, I'm going to say they're 3 to 4 years away from being a true division title contender in the AFC North. I don't think that's outlandish to say. I don't think I'm snapping tendons in my arms when I'm making that statement. I like the pieces that they have right now on that roster on both ends of the field, and, just make the right investments, stay the course, develop guys, and you're going to produce a winner. You're going to produce a playoff team. And then back to the Rams. Again, win now. Win as often as you possibly can. My friend at ESPN, Mike Clay, gives the Rams, he updated this information after the Garrett trade, a 57% or greater win probability to win in every game, Pat, every game this year. He projects them to win 13.3 games exactly. Again, I don't think it's remotely crazy to say that I've lost my damn mind when I state that they could push the 72 Dolphins to have perfection this year. They are built to destroy the competition. I understand they have the third hardest overall strength of schedule of any NFL team. They're going to be tested. You already laid that case out with the Seahawks. I laid the case out with San Francisco. That division is going to be rocking and rolling with the exception of the punching bag that is the Arizona Cardinals. But my God, if everybody, it's a giant if, it is a violent game, all the key pieces stay healthy, they're going to be unblemished. They're going to be untouched. I believe it. And every fiber of my being, ram it home. It's going to be LA's year.
Yeah, I mean, I can't fault you one bit for saying the Rams are going to win the Super Bowl. I couldn't really fault you a couple of months ago or two months ago when you said it as well. I still think 17-0 would be crazy. And you considering the fact that you're picking them to win a Super Bowl, what, 20-0? First time ever? That would be absurd. But if they stay healthy. Yeah, well, look, I'm not going to fault you one bit for saying they're going to win the Super Bowl. It's still too early for me. I want to see how training camp progresses before I make a Super Bowl pick. But I think undefeated is crazy. One more note I want to add on the Browns. I got to give, because I've been very critical of him many, many times, and I think they had a great draft. You and I both think the Browns had a great draft. Andrew Berry, I give him a ton of credit with this trade because apparently, reportedly, Les Snead and the Rams kept freaking calling him, kept asking, kept saying, what's it going to take to get Myles Garrett? What's it going to take to get Myles Garrett? We'll give you picks. We'll give you a first-round pick. We'll give you a second-round pick. And Andrew Berry kept telling him, nope, nope, not happening. He's untouchable. Only if and maybe if you would consider trading Jared Verse. And the Rams reportedly were like, nah, we're not trading Jared Verse. And then June 1st hit. And they called back, or I guess this was kind of unofficially done over the weekend, but officially now on June 1st. So it can save the Browns some money for trading Myles Garrett post June 1, which it saved the Eagles a ton of money trading AJ Brown. That was official today. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show. But Andrew Berry was not going to get fleeced. And he very well could have, because Myles Garrett requested a trade last year and then they paid him a boatload of money. And you can make the argument, despite the fact that he's the greatest defensive player in football right now, and he's only 30, how many more years of his prime are you going to waste? Because you and I both think the Browns are going to be a pretty damn mediocre team again because they don't have the quarterback yet. Now that they get Jared Verse and they get all these picks, I give the Browns credit. They could have easily folded, and they could have just said, all right, we got a first. I guess there's nothing we can do. We're wasting Myles Garrett's prime. No, now they get back Jared Verse and those picks as well. So I give the Browns a ton of credit for this. 310-840-4910. So we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on both the Rams getting Myles Garrett and the Browns getting a big boatload of haul in return, especially Jared Verse? Do you agree with Brad? Rams, unquestioned Super Bowl pick to make this year. Do you think undefeated is in the question? And then we've got one more for you. Is this the biggest trade in the NFL in recent memory? And if not, what is a bigger trade in your opinion? When it happened, or I guess it could be however it played out, but more importantly, when it happened, did this drop your jaw more than any other trade in the last 5 years? Let us know on the phone lines, 310-840-4910. Brad, I think the other massive trade that the Browns were involved in a couple of years ago, for Deshaun Watson, I think that may be the only trade that's bigger than this, because Myles Garrett's the best defensive player in football. And, you know, I'm thinking back, you had the Bears trading for Khalil Mack. You had the 49ers trading for McCaffrey. You had the Dolphins trading for Tyreek Hill. You had the Raiders trading for Devontae Adams. All in the last couple of years here, all huge trades. None of those was for the best defensive player in all of football. And I don't think any of those was for the best offensive player in all of football. Maybe the Rams trading for Matthew Stafford was the last biggest one, but I think the Browns trading the 3 first rounders, a third rounder, and 2 fourth rounders to get Deshaun Watson and then paying him $230 million fully guaranteed on top of all the off-field stuff, that's probably the only trade that was bigger than this one that went down today. What do you think?
I disagree. I think this one was bigger, and you might say, oh, you're a prisoner of the moment. You know, you're living in the last like a couple hours of what's gone down. No, I mean, you sit back and you examine everything. I mean, you're talking about a generational NFL defensive player, 2-time defensive player of the year, set the sacks record last season. A guy who was also number one in the NFL in tackles for loss with 33. He was number 22 in run stuffs with 17. So he was more than just a guy that got after the quarterback. He was elite. He was dominant at the line of scrimmage, whether defending the run or the pass. So, you know, Myles Garrett, yes, he's 30 years old. He's getting a little bit older there. But you're right. How many years in his prime do you have remaining? I think minimum of 2, could be as many as 4 to 5. He is a first ballot future Hall of Famer. And you make an excellent deal today. And again, nobody lost this deal with a draft capital that was involved, with Jared Verse also being thrown in the mix. A win-win scenario. There was no bigger blockbuster that has occurred this century in the National Football League in the trade market until today. I will fight anybody in the deepest, darkest alley if they disagree. Warning, I'm a biter.
All right, we got to get to break here. You're listening to BetMGM tonight, sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting your business vehicles 24/7. See if you can save at progressivecommercial.com. You're listening to BetMGM tonight with Brad Evans and Pat Boyle. When we come back, we're going to talk to the great Michelle Beadle on the NBA Finals and the Spurs playing my Knicks, which we'll get into plenty. Don't you worry. But when we return from that, so keep in mind, if you want to get on the phones now, 310-840-4910. Is this the biggest NFL trade in recent memory? Myles Garrett going to the Rams, Jared Verse, a first round, a second round, and a third round pick going back to the Cleveland Browns. What do you think of the trade? We'll get your calls in just a bit. He's Brad Evans. I'm Pat Boyle. And Michelle Beadle joins us next on BetMGM tonight on Westwood One Sports.
The NBA Finals are set. It's a 1999 rematch. Knicks, Spurs. Will New York win its first title in 53 years? Or will San Antonio continue its championship legacy? Now with Wemby leading the way. Game 1 tips Wednesday night. Westwood One Sports.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we want you to know that if you need a positive sign toward achieving your goal of home ownership, this is it. Because even though today's housing market can seem discouraging, our Home Buyer's Choice Loan offers members down payment options as low as 0% with no required private mortgage insurance. Look for your sign today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. Terms and conditions apply. Loan subject to approval and eligibility requirements. Learn more at NavyFederal.org/zerodown.
Doug. There's nowhere I wouldn't go to help someone customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual, even if it means sitting front row at a comedy show.
Hey, everyone, check out this guy and his bird. What is this, your first date?
Oh, no. We help people customize and save on car insurance with Liberty Mutual together. We're married. Ah! Me to a human, him to a bird.
Yeah, the bird looks out of your league anyways.
Get a quote at libertymutual.com or with your local agent.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Clones, listen up. Not all beef jerky is the same. In fact, there are major differences in quality from one brand to the next. Old Trapper is a better way to snack. Chock full of good protein to satisfy your manliest hunger cravings. Every bite is better for you and higher in essential protein than chips, sugar-filled energy bars, and candy. Old Trapper, in the Clearview bag, is the world's finest jerky, made with only the best ingredients. So as for Old Trapper, buy name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what's your beef?
Empower. Katie got a VIP box for the postseason. She worked with Empower to help her get good at money so she can be a little bad. She planned well and was able to bring the whole family.
Who wants homemade egg salad sandwiches?
Even Beth.
Horseradish? Anyone? How about some tuna on rye?
Oh, strike three, Beth. Invest well, live a little. Start today at empower.com.